I want to welcome you all to the Wireless Communication Network short course here at the University of California, Berkeley. The lecturer for this two-day short course on wireless communication.
You are listening to Wireless Communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM, with HTML chapters on
network concepts and standards,
business and regulatory aspects,
wireless propagation channels, analog and digital transmission, cellular telephone systems, wireless data systems,
and other selected topics. Basic background knowledge, research results, and experts' visions on future directions of research.
We work in a good area, those of us who work in information theory, because everything starts at the year zero, which is 1948.
It's a very confusing time, a very interesting time, but also a great time because there's so much foment in the industry right now.
My concern is that a lot of propagation research is stuck in that mode.
Wireless communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM, covers this field of research and development. The contents have been compiled with the help of many distinguished researchers and experts. This CD-ROM covers radio propagation. Understanding the wireless radio channel is essential to design reliable wireless systems.
In order to select the best modulation or to select the best coding schemes, the best protocols, the best algorithms, to be able to pass the most amount of data through this channel, you really do need to understand the channel.
Our chapter on cellular system covers frequency reuse plans, but also practical issues in planning and deployment of cellular systems.
You have cell sites that you see around town with antennas on standalone towers, on buildings. You hear read stories about them being hidden inside church steeples and places that are, you know, especially sensitive to aesthetics. Of course, to a radio engineer, right, there's nothing more beautiful than an antenna.
State-of-the-art wireless systems take advantage of modern signal processing, such as diversity reception and adaptive antenna steering. This substantially enhances the user capacity and link quality.
So what is the idea behind the smart antenna? Well, what we have to do is somehow demodulate all these user waveforms from all the different signals. Then we have to do some form of bearing estimation. Then we can use that to go into some form of beamformer matrix. Then we can pull out enhanced signals for each of the users.
And this, of course, would mean a tremendous improvement, not only in capacity, but also in the ease of frequency planning.
I believe interference cancellation, adaptive interference cancellation, is the way to go for the future of, especially of wireless communication, and particularly wideband wireless communication.
Wireless multimedia communication and wireless computing systems are under development, and the first product will enter the market soon.
World Wide Web access, electronic mail access, are built on top of reliable transport protocols. It's been, over the years, finely tuned for very good performance over wireline networks, where the source of losses in packet throughput are typically due to congestion in the network and not due to problems with individual links in the network. This, unfortunately, is not the case in across wireless links, where you might have burst errors or other impairments which make it difficult, at least for a short period of time, to successfully deliver packets.
Of course, such systems are essentially different from cellular phone networks, particularly because of the bursty nature of internet traffic. The Aloha system was one of the first wireless computer networks.
This algorithm is not stable, and understanding this, I tried to invent something new, which was more efficient.
Wireless Communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM journal, is updated and extended regularly. Wireless Communication.